32GI. Leading sports nutrition provider. Focused on health and performance. 32GI. Trusted sports nutrition advisors.
Welcome back to 32GI Sports Nutrition. I'm Mr. Active David Katz, and we are on the precipice of the Telkom 947 Cycle Challenge taking place in just a few days' time. Mark Wolf is at the expo if you want some valuable advice over the next couple of days. But we talked last week about the build-up to the race in terms of nutrition and during the race. Today, it's all about recovery, because for some people, this is not the goal race and it's part of an ongoing training regime. So recovery for anyone, though, becomes very important. Mark Wolf back with us. Mark, maybe start sort of straight after that race. You finish, I mean, a lot of runners, I know it's very hard for them to eat, but cycling would be a little bit different, wouldn't it?
Yeah, look, I think even for cyclists, sometimes depending on the effort that they've put in, it is still hard to eat. I think the most important thing is there's four stages of recovery. The first is rehydration. Get that fluid that you've lost during the event back into the system. You want to rehydrate as quickly as possible. Nobody should finish with the same amount of fluid in the system as when they started. You definitely will finish slightly dehydrated. If you finish the opposite direction, in other words, slightly overhydrated, that's a health risk and can be hazardous, really hazardous. So, you know, you do lose fluid more in the form of sweat as opposed to the amount that you're consuming, and that's a given. So rehydration is the first stage. The second stage is glycogen replenishment. So if you have chewed up your glycogen levels, and obviously that happens when you're going at a very hard pace, you will deplete your glycogen stores. You want to get those glycogen stores back up. There's only one way to do that: consume carbohydrates post-exercise. Can be in the form of sugar, can be in the form of a sports energy drink. It can be in the form of food, but you need to get those levels back up. Then there's muscle resynthesis. How do you repair and start to recover the muscles? And then you need to get protein into the system. That's the third stage. So really start to get protein back in there. And I would say that should be consumed probably as fairly quickly after the event as possible. And finally is, again, blood sugar stabilization. So you want to make sure your blood sugar levels are stabilized and that those hunger pains that you're feeling are also gone. Again, protein will help you feel a little bit fuller for longer. Take in some fat, take in some carbohydrates, and you'll find that actually works pretty well.
Now, what you find with a lot of these events as well is, you know, whatever point you can get that nutrition in afterwards, but then within a couple of hours, you're really hungry. The next day, you're really hungry. And for a lot of people, that can persist for a few days. Is it a case of eat as much as you want, or really you need to be eating the right things and be careful not to overeat? Yes, you need to sort of refuel, but, you are in danger of overeating as well.
I think for a lot of people, especially if this is a goal race for them, when they cross that finish line and there's that, you know, that elation of crossing the finish line and this whole effort has come to an end, they definitely do go and treat themselves to quite a few things. I always say you've earned your pizza, but the problem is that some people earn that pizza for the next 6 or 7 days, and it is very difficult to come through. So I always say you need to set your next goal number one, because if you know that there's another goal, you know that you can't let yourself go for too long. The other thing is that if you stabilize yourself, so the way to actually stabilize yourself properly after the event, and if you do stabilize yourself properly after the event, you won't land up over consuming after the event. And how do I recommend people do that? It's simple. From a nutrition point of view, take in something immediately afterwards, start to eat and consume immediately afterwards. I would say within 45 minutes by the time you finish, eat immediately afterwards, or take in a shake as soon as you can. And again, within the hour after that first meal, consume another meal. Because once you've consumed that second meal, and that could be within the next hour, you will find that those two meals together provide a really good level of stability, and that will stabilize your system. If you do that properly, and I call it sort of the double meal recovery, so within 2 hours you're having two meals, you will find that later on, a couple of hours later on, you won't feel the need to actually go and eat. You'll actually feel very, very stable, and you'll feel like you don't have to force food down. You won't have that blood sugar you won't have that low blood sugar feeling or those hunger cravings, etc. So make sure that the first meal doesn't have to be as nutrient dense. In other words, it can be a protein recovery shake. It can be quite a bit of fluid intake, etc. But the meal that you take after that should be nutrient dense. It should consist of fats, protein, and carbohydrates. And generally, I find that second meal, if you miss that second meal, that's when those hunger pains and that blood sugar drop starts to kick in. Often after a hard session or a hard race, I always consume something immediately afterwards. I sit and let my body rest for about 30, 40 minutes, and then I see how I feel in that period of time. And sometimes your body will give you messages that you really need to take in something else. And if you go and you eat again at that period in time, you will find that that will actually stabilize you nicely for the rest of the day.
Now, Mark, I mean, you talked about treating yourself, and why not? But those initial two meals, you really want to stay away from that stuff, surely, because if, you, like you say, you've done the process right in the beginning, then it's not going to, you know, it's not going to leave you with those hunger pains. So the pizza, all the sweet sort of treats that you're looking at, the alcohol, and I want to get into that in more detail in a few weeks, but these things really do treat yourself, but you want to keep them out of those initial two meals.
Yeah, I think if you make those two meals healthy, you'll probably even feel better later on during the day, because you'll turn around and say, wow, I raced, I burnt off a nice amount of calories, and I managed to consume two healthy meals, and I'm actually feeling pretty good. I don't need to go mad now. And that's really what sets somebody back on track. It's important that you mention the alcohol factor, because a lot of people, they'll drink beer post-event. I'm not saying don't do it. I'm saying if this is part of a training plan and you are going to go and keep training after that and you want to recover quickly, then alcohol is the last thing you should be consuming post-event. And the reason I say that is because it impairs your recovery process. It pulls the fluid out of the muscles. It dehydrates you. And I'm not worried about the carbohydrate part. I'm worried about the alcohol part. It does dehydrate you. And if you dehydrate yourself, you can be adding another 24, 48, 72 hours until your body actually goes into a proper recovery process. So you're actually just inhibiting the recovery process by consuming alcohol after the event. And in actual fact, you know, you're trying to rehydrate after the event and alcohol is dehydrating you. So, you know, it's a clash. And I think that if somebody really wants to, you know, have some alcohol, then rather first recover properly after the event and save it for much later on during the day, rather first recover, you know, completely.
Well, we're heading into a festive part of the year in many parts of the world, so alcohol does come into play. We'll talk about that in the coming weeks, very important. But heading back to post-race, you've done a race like the Telkom 947 Cycle Challenge. Hopefully for most people, they've timed it right, they've got their nutrition right during the race, they've ridden according to their training, and they finish feeling quite good. But for those people who sort of come to that finish line and they're almost ready to collapse, What would your advice be? What can they get in almost straight away to sort of pick that blood sugar up? Basically, if they're coming into the finish and they know their blood sugar is way too low, what's the quickest way for them to get it up to start that recovery?
Well, I mean, immediately afterwards, I'd look for a sugar drink straight away to get the blood sugar up. I once ran a marathon overseas and they didn't have any very sugary drinks at the finish, in actual fact. And what actually happened was I ended up eating dates to get my blood sugar up, and a couple of dates, and it worked wonders. So, you know, there's many ways you can get the blood sugar back up, but another reason that people feel terrible when they cross the finish line is also because they've actually lost a lot of fluid. They've got blood pressure changes, and you want to get fluid back in as well. And the best way to get fluid back into the system is to obviously have more of an isotonic drink, something that's going to help with the absorption of the fluid a lot more easily. So water on its own doesn't necessarily help, but taking in sort of a carbohydrate or an isotonic drink would help a lot more.
Well, there you have it. We hope you've planned your recovery much like you've planned your pre-race and your during-the-race nutrition. If you haven't, there's some valuable advice for you. But from Mark Wolf and myself, Mr. Active David Katz, we'll catch up with you next week. Stay tuned and do tune in again for another great interview.
32 GI. Leading sports nutrition provider. Focused on health and performance. 32 GI. Trusted sports nutrition advisors.